السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 10th of December, 2024, corresponding with the 8th of Jumadul Akhirah, 1446. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala protect us from fitnas and keep us all on siratul mustaqim. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا. فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and afiyah. Bless you and apa with afiyat and good health. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your du'as and your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful supplications and du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, verses 53, 54 and 55. Almighty Allah Jalla wa informs us, وَلَقَدْ أَعْتَيْنَا مُوسَى. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions the incident, the episode of Nabi Musa, Moses, Moshi. We say Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam various places, 136 times, 136 times, his name, nami, ismigrami is mentioned in the noble Quran, his honorable name. So why so many times? To give tasalli, to pacify, console Mustafa Rasulullah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always there will be a conflict between truth and falsehood, between haq and batil. And Almighty Allah jalla wala teaches us in the ending of Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, verse number 111, لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in these events, episodes and stories, there are lessons to be learned. But who will learn the lessons? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, the people of true intelligence and intellect. So yeah, Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 40, verse number 53, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ. Wow for atifa, for conjunction. And لَقَدْ لِلَّهِ for لِلَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ, and by Almighty Allah, قَدْ آتَيْنَا. And definitely by Almighty Allah, we gave Musa. Again the question comes, why does Almighty Allah use the term we when he is one alone and unique to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty? And it is a symbol and sign of respect and reverence. So in Semitic languages, this is well known. So therefore, Almighty Allah says, who can select the prophets and messengers? Nobody can do that. It is the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who can give the books and divine scriptures to the prophets and messengers? Only He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Walillahi, it means وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْهُدَىٰ. And by Almighty Allah, we granted and gave Moses. The Jutlas, the Jews say Moshi. We say Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and the biblical term Moses. So Musa al-Huda, and we gave him guidance. We gave him prophethood. We made him one of the most mightiest messengers and prophets in the entire human history. وَأَوْرَثْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابِ. And we made the children of Israel the heirs of the book. Which book? The Torah. And who are Bani Israel? Israel is the title of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. So his children, progeny, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. And then it continued, Nabi Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman, all of them, you must remember that. So Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, all of them are considered as the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, the progeny of Israel. However, cognizance must be taken of the fact that the Torah was given to them ba'da gharqi fir'aun, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. Whilst the Pharaoh was alive, then there were no Torah. They were the miracles that Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, was displaying and showing them. Hudaw wa zikra li ulil albab. So now this word here, Hudaw, is actually an attribute for the word Kitab. So Huda is Masdar, as you will call. Masdar means a verbal noun, but in the meaning Hadiya, it is a guide. And wa zikra wa muzakkira, and it is reminding you all the time. But who will take the reminder? And who will take the admonishment and advice? Li ulil albab. As I explained to you just now, لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِي ulil albab. Albab is a plural of lub. Lub means intelligent, intellectual person who's got his priorities right. So the true intellectual people, the true academic and intelligent people, not what the world call today's intelligent people rejecting Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, rejecting Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran, Allah forbid. So those people, kal an'am, they are like animals and worse than animals, Quran says, ballhum adal. So they are not the true academia. The true academia are those people who embrace the true message of Islam. Fasbir ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are experiencing, encountering so much difficulty and opposition. Don't ever be worried. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Their speech, their unsavory remarks and criticism should not sadden you and cause you grief. إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. We know very, very well what they say privately in their caucus and so forth. And we know what they say publicly, like today politicians. So everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will always be victorious, and don't bother about them. You continue with your work of propagation. Chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verse number 76. So easy reference, 36, Surah Yasin, and verse 76. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is exhorting Nabi Alayhi Salam, Fasbir, you exercise patience, forbearance, endurance, Inna wa'adallahi haqq. Verily, the promises of Almighty Allah and the promise of Allah is truthful and will come to pass whether people like it or not. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Hear me, and you need to be very, very careful and circumspect that how we translate it. When we translate it for him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the translation will be وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. That you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek the forgiveness of Almighty Allah, lidhambik, for your mistakes. Remember Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, all of them the prophets and messengers, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. They are ma'asum, they are protected from vices and sins. Yes, mistake they can make. فَنَسِيَ آدَمُ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. Adam, peace be upon him, Adam alayhi salam, ate from the tree which he was prohibited to do so, but he forgot about it. So sometime a mistake can take place. Nabi alayhi salatu salam made mistake in salat. So when you translate for the master alayhi salatu salam, you translate وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. That you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, you beg Almighty Allah forgiveness for the mistakes. Your maqam, your daraja, your rank is the most exalted and the highest in the entire universe and creation. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we have exalted your Mubarak Nami Nami Isme Grami. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, then your name is taken. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَذَان إِقَامَ. So all that, the manifest examples of that. Yes, when we translate for ourselves and say the verse refers to us, the Ummah, sometime Allah addresses Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wal murad biha al Ummah, but the real meaning and message is for me and you, then for me and you we will translate it as vices and sins and so forth. So always draw this dichotomy and distinction, and then you will understand properly. Now why do Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam ask Allah for forgiveness? Ta'aliman lil Ummah, to educate their followers and people. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. And you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, glorify the praises of your sustainer, nourisher. So then you read Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. So Almighty Allah will then elevate our rank. And every creation of Almighty Allah is reading that tasbih. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ حمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم. That remember that there is no one, no creation on the face of the earth, but they are glorifying Almighty Allah. And what is the tasbih they are reading? They are reading Subhanallah وحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم. But you human being, jinnat, you cannot understand it. Open chapter 17 and verse number 44. and there you will find it there. So you see the chirping of the birds or the sounds of the other creation. We say it is waves, we say it is wind, but actually it is the glorification of Almighty Allah. When must you make this tasbih? Tasbih means Subhanallah, huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. It is to declare that Almighty Allah transcends every defect, every weakness, every shortcoming. Bil ashiyi wal ibkar. So in the evening, that between Asr and Maghrib, entering into the night, and that is just before Maghrib time, and wal ibkar, and the early part of the morning, that is Fajr time, and then you enter from the night into the day, so evening and morning time. So that is called Adhkaru Subhi wal Masa, the zikr you make in the Sham, morning and evening. So these are the blessed and honorable times to remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And another meaning is to remember Almighty Allah morning, evening, all the time, as far as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us present to you today's news, views, interviews, and across the world, no locally, nationally, globally. And today is Gaza genocide day number 431. And it is the 8th of Jumad al-Akhirah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. 10 jutlas dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. So 4 in Lebanon, 3 there in Gaza, and 3 other places as well. So all this happens with the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah. Every day one jutla dies, we must be very happy. A khuya jut as a doya jut. A good Jew is a dead Jew. That is what the Afrikaners, the Boer, taught us during the days of apartheid. Ye aswa seinach, that was a jut. You are so stingy and miserly, just like a Jew. These were famous sayings of the Boer, the whites, who were farmers, and during the apartheid regime, they coined all these terms. Putin, he personally okayed the asylum for Assad. Both shaitans, remember that, murdering, killing our people there, the Ahlul Sunnah in Syria, and raping so many women. I sent out one message of one lady. She says, now I am out of prison. I have 3 children, 1 2-year-old, 1 4-year-old, 1 6-year-old, but I don't know who is the father. They were gang raped, they were raped by so many soldiers. They gave birth to the babies there in that room. You must remember the prison, the torture room, and so forth. There will be a smooth transition from the old government to the new government in Syria. All the workers that are working for the government are told today to report to work, and the work must continue, and the ministers, all of them must come, and then there will be a smooth transition. The new ministers will take their post, and the old ministers will then resign, and there will be amnesty for all the soldiers and so forth. So far it seems they're going in the direction, correct direction. But you see, the enemies are always busy. Last night, yesterday, Israel was attacking Syria. America was attacking Syria. Turkey attacking Syria. This Erdogan also, he plays a double game, you must remember that. So they want to attack the gas plant and the gas station places where they have the chemicals and so forth. America can have this, Israel can have it, Russia can have it, but no Muslim country, no Arab country must have it. That is what they always want, these haramis. Not one of them is right, remember. The whole lot, they are shaitans, haramis of the first order. They always want that they must have the best and everybody must be inferior to them. That is the lesson Taliban taught them. We will not fall for your tricks. We will take you on and defeat you. That is what Hamas is teaching them, we will take you on and defeat you, insha'Allah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bibi Netanyahu, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal and the butcher of Gaza, today his trial starts, the trial of the century. He, the harami, wants to give it a positive spin. He says, I'm waiting 8 years to speak the truth. You harami Netanyahu, you're making people a donkey like yourself. Remember, you are a serial liar and everybody knows that. Why do you want to delay it all the time? If you want to speak the truth, you know deep down you'll be found guilty. And next stop for you will be jail and prison, insha'Allah. The Houthis of Yemen did a great job yesterday, that with their drones, they attacked the building right inside Israel and none of the sirens went off. Such a master stroke they played, and this sent shivers down the Israeli and the Jutla's backs and front side as well, that how come they are penetrating everything and our sirens are not going off. The new government, I told you that, they granted amnesty to the soldiers there in Syria. Turkey is opening more and more borders for the Syrians to return to Syria from Turkey. There are millions of them there, and now they want them to go, but they will not be forced to go. Whenever they want to go, they can go, but it will be common that they will start leaving as they are already. Listen to this story. The Russians there, the Russian invasion against Ukraine is 1020, day number 1020 today. So Russia exposed reiterators, you know, writers, whatever you call, R-E-U-T-E-R-S, the media. So they lied about Bashar Assad's plane, and they said that the plane crashed and so forth, and still till last night when I was going through all my news, they said they have not retracted their story. So this is what the West does. They lie and they keep quiet till they are caught out and exposed, they are named and shamed, and then they will do it. So that is what Reuters did. They lied about that. He Assad, Bashar Assad, the war criminal and the mass murderer, the pharaoh of this day and age, is sitting comfortably there in Moscow and so forth. But they say he crashed and he died and what, it's all propaganda and hasbara. So the Middle East states, can you believe it? Saudi Arabia woke up from their slumber. So certain Middle East states are condemning Israel for their invasion of Syria, that you stole and occupied the Golan Heights. Now you're going further and further to the Qunaitara, and you are going further and further and stealing, occupying land grab of Syrian territory, which is against the international law and so forth. So why America does not condemn their harami child? Why does Starmer or Britain don't do? These are the biggest culprits, you must remember that. America, Britain and the West, otherwise everybody knows Israel is a harami state, an illegitimate state there. And Gideon Levy says, which one of us is a settler? Starmer in Riyadh, and he came there to meet MBS, because MBS can't go to Britain. The tabloids will finish him up. He doesn't go to America. The Washington Post of Jamal Khashoggi and the media will tear him to pieces. So one by one they come there, and they know they'll collect a lot of gifts and presents. Whole lot haramis, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. A Mexican yesterday tried to hijack a plane from Mexico. It was an internal domestic flight, and now he said, I want to take this plane right to America. But the passengers and the crew and them, then they apprehended him, and now obviously there will be a huge sentence for him. Trump says, this is Trump trumpeting away. Trump says, drill baby drill, drill baby drill. He says, once I come into office, everywhere, wherever we can, we'll be drilling for more and more oil. We want to become the country that supplies the greatest amount of oil. He don't want to be reliant on Saudi Arabia or on any any other country, and so forth and so on. So I was telling you, the Middle East countries like Qatar, like Saudi Arabia, and them, they condemn Israel, mentioned in the Haaretz also and mentioned in the Saudi newspapers as well. So that is what Trump says, drill baby drill. But we don't know, you know, sometimes when Trump says, what his history, you must remember, of Stormy Daniels, and we don't know how many 100 prostitutes and other women. So what the meaning might be also. South Korean president banned from leaving the country. He's a madcap, this guy, that he imposed martial law on South Korea, and then he apologized to the people, and now they're going to charge him and so forth. They tried to impeach him, but they couldn't come right and so forth. Mr. Day, listen to this guy's story. This guy is there in Edinburgh, there in Scotland, Mr. Day, and of Edinburgh. So now they suspended him. He was asking the Ukrainian women, which way you like to kiss, which way you like to sleep, which way this, which way that, and all the emails were intercepted and so forth. So these are the people who are in supposed to be power, but they all hungry with their rifles, haramis. So they name them and shame them. So he is suspended. Brian Thompson, the guy who belonged to the medical aid and the healthcare and was shot in New York, so 400 kilometers away, they found a suspect, and they say that this guy had a gun with a silencer and it matches. But it took them so long, so maybe it's not the right guy also. Every second, third person in America has guns. Maybe they have silencers. So you're not sure about it, you know. Let's give you some South African news. Chaos at O.R. Tambo Airport. So many people delayed, flights delayed, because the refueling system failed and was not working. So that is what happens in South Africa. Everything just collapses one by one, one by one. You know, here by us in lands and surrounding, they're saying this weekend there won't be water for 96 hours. Can you believe that? These hopeless characters, you must remember that. ANC's legacy will be corruption, criminality, crooks, and chores. Chore mean crook, if you don't understand. Yes, it is. President Thabo Mbeki paints a very grim picture of South Africa for the future and says, I don't have good news for you. You can read the article. Our brother Hafiz Zakaria decides Tenga Kwaduguza, so now the matter has been postponed for tomorrow, the 11th of December, and these three guys who are the suspects, they want to apply for bail. So you, the Muslims and people of justice, make sure you go to court again. And yesterday our program was going very well, with the help and mercy of Allah, from 8:05 right till 22:10. Then Allah alone knows, 22:10, 10:15, Allah alone knows what happened, and suddenly everything just stopped working, the phone lines and internet and so. So anyway, we apologize for that. Certain things are beyond our control, but inshallah, now during the morning time, inshallah, inshallah Aziz, I will send out the podcast part 2. I sent out 1, so now 2, inshallah, we will receive it. And remember that once we receive the part 2, so you must remember, then we will send it out during the day, inshallah. Our programs for today, that 8:30 to 9, will be Maulana Musa Lahir with Maulana Khalid Yaqub. Maulana Zahid Khan is on leave for this whole year now. We'll start on 1st January 2025, inshallah. And thereafter, 11 to 12, will be the bliss of marriage. And that will be between 11 and 12. Between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Mosalim, we have